91.7 KKXT, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, and welcome to another KXT Live Sessions brought to you by the generous support of Jason Writings. We are in the studio today, and welcome to Dallas, and give a good round of applause to Bourne's.
Hello, friends of the darkness.
Hey, thanks for coming in today. I guess we should just go right into the first song. What are you going to play for us first?
Sure thing. This first one is called American Money.
All right.
I was there when you fell from the clouds and landed in the desert. There was a thunder inside of my heart. There was a wonderful pleasure. And like a stallion racing the rain,
KXT and another KXT Live Sessions today with Bourne's. Thank you for coming to Dallas, and thanks for coming into KXT.
Absolutely.
You sound very natural, and I was curious, it just seems like it's just part of you. How old were you when you first started playing music?
I was probably pretty young. I can't remember exactly, but...
So that far back.
yeah. I played a guitar with no strings on it for a long time. It's a lot easier to play.
More the performance than the actual performance then.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was just kind of saying for fun. My folks listened to a wide array of records growing up, so I was just trying to emulate them, I guess.
Anything that you remember that stands out?
Fleetwood Mac, the Beatles, Elvis, Bee Gees.
The standard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got started as a magician. Or you did magic when you were younger?
Yeah, magic was kind of a thing. It was kind of my first experience as like a front man and like kind
performer.
Of,
yeah, first yeah. taste of performance.
Right. Sort of putting together my own show for
right.
a crowd of people. So like 10 through 13, I was kind of into magic. So.
And then you gave that up to. Do you still do magic?
Once you're a magician, you're just...
It's a lifelong thing, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... I was part of SAM, Society of American Magicians, and International Brotherhood of Magicians.
Card-carrying
I think my
member.
Cards are kind of expired now. But.
Yeah.
But there is actually a magic convention in Michigan, where a couple hours outside of where I grew up, that's still going on. It's a pretty wild time.
Do you still have any magic tricks that you could show us?
Yeah.
Well.
You want to see one?
it's radio, but yeah, go ahead. We have really good microphones.
There we go. Oh, yeah. we just changed underwear. I just snapped.
Nicely done.
Feel a little tighter?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's very good. I'll remember that one. See, now I know that one, question. So I'm a card-carrying member, too. All right. So you grew up in Michigan, and then you ended up, how did you end up in New York? Because you spent some time in New York, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I just went out there to do some writing, and I was staying with some friends kind of around the city, just trying to figure out just what I wanted. I wanted to create a body of work, and I just knew I had to travel around and meet
right.
songwriters and stuff to just get better, so...
So you ended up in L.A., and mm-hmm. that's where you're based out of L.A. now.
Yep.
Yeah. And the new album, or the debut album, is Dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been out for a while, hasn't it? It came out last fall.
October 16th.
Yeah. Okay. And it's doing really well for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'd love to hear some more music.
Sure
if
thing.
You'd love to play some. This is Borens, another KXT live session.
Cool. This song is called 10,000 Emerald Pools.
Bottom 10,000 pools. Yeah, I'm dying.
you.
91.7 KXT and another KXT live session with Borns. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon. We really appreciate you showing up.